Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of A Remarkable Woman, written by Jules Van Mill and read by Annabelle Tudor. The boy stared ahead and gently worked the reins between his fingers, encouraging the mare forward over the uneven cobbled road. The late afternoon sun lit the crumbling sandstone walls of the abbey as the horse cautiously picked her way towards the front gate. A sudden gust of warm wind swept across the field of cowslips and wood violets and tumbled over the buggy and its passengers, causing the horse to shy. The woman cried out in pain as the left wheel slid into a deep crack between the stones. Her slender fingers clutched the driver's arm. With eyes closed, her head rocked sideways, coming to rest on his shoulder. The buggy creaked to a stop in front of the steps. The boy secured his reins, then gently manoeuvred the young woman upright so her back rested against the seat. "We are here, madame," he said. "I'll help you down." He jumped to the ground and ran around to the other side. The woman's arms were lost amongst the folds of cotton dress fabric as she cradled her bulging belly.
"Please, give me your hands. You have to get down, madame."
For a moment, she rocked forward. Then her body slid sideways across the back of the seat, her head landing where the driver had been sitting.
"Help me," she groaned. "Please help me."
The boy charged up the weather-beaten stone steps and pounded on the wooden doors. He stared back at his passenger and banged on the door again, harder, longer and louder than before.
"Hello," he shouted. "Hello, is anyone there? Can anyone hear me?"
If Sister Marguerite had been in the vegetable garden, then perhaps she wouldn't have heard the call for help so quickly. But she'd been sitting at the open window in an upstairs room, writing, and had seen the horse and buggy approaching. The heavy door swung open, and together they hurried to the buggy. The lad scooped up the passenger's basket from behind the seat and slung the straps over his shoulder. Sister Marguerite and the boy guided the mother-to-be down from the bench seat, onto the footstep, and to the ground. With their arms around her torso, they walked her carefully up the steps and into the security of the abbey. Sister Marguerite steered the distressed woman down a long corridor and into a large, sparse room. The spring sunlight flickered through the tall lead-light windows, throwing shadowy, leafy shapes across the floorboards and several narrow beds, up and over a jug and wash basin that was sitting on a long table. The room was surprisingly cool.